It's an honor to have a legend on the phone with me right now, Billy Crash Craddock, and he is going to be in Roxborough September 29th for a big performance at Brian's Club 49. Man, it is good to talk with you. I have followed you through the years, and you are still rocking, aren't you?
Well, I got a CD out. I recorded. I went over to Australia and I recorded a CD. Part of it was from over there, and it's called Live and Kicking. and that's what we're doing. We're still live and kicking, buddy.
Hey, that's a way to be. That's a way to be. We've always loved your music, and of course the hot song is, you know, everybody talks about the. I guess it was the first one. Rub It In. Was that the first one?
No, Not Three Times was the very first number one record we had.
There you go.
Rub It In was about the fourth one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And you still know all the words, don't you?
You know what? If I don't know them, I'll get somebody to write them down.
Well, have you been to Roxborough before? I guess you have.
Well, you know, I can't remember. If I have, I don't remember it. David, I haven't worked clubs in, I bet you, 25 years. Mm-hmm. I don't do clubs anymore, but Brian, I went down to meet Brian, you know, the guy that owns the club, and we talked, and he was such a nice fella. He told me, Crash, he said, we don't sell booze, and no smoking. Well, I knew when he spoke, when he said no booze, I said, well, let me go down and look at the club, talk to you. After meeting Brian, I said, man, let's do this thing. He's such a nice guy, and I couldn't turn him down, so we decided we'd do it. If we have a good turnout, we may do it again for him.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you've had a nice career, and I'm sure you've enjoyed every minute of it. And the fans still remember. They remember Billy Crash Craddock, and they'll come out.
Good Lord, David, we got fans coming from Illinois, Maryland, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Wisconsin, Virginia. You just name it. They come in from probably 20, 30, 40, 50 states sometimes.
That's marvelous.
Yes, it is. It is.
You enjoying life these days?
I am. David, I'm just having a ball. I take, when people call me up to do a date, if it's somewhere I've been, that's what I say. I may do it again if the ticket sales are good, we sell them out. If I like the place I perform, I'll go back and work it again. If I'm not fond of it, I'll just kind of renege on it, you know. But I'll work whenever I like a place, I'll go back and do it again.
Well, Brian's a cool guy.
Yeah, he is.
I guess you have yourself a band that goes with you everywhere you go?
Absolutely, yes. I was, they were offered there. They called, want me to come to, well, not Vegas, but what is it out there that all the country artists go now? I can't think of it right off the top of my head, but. What's that place out there? They want me to. Branson, Missouri, yeah.
Oh,
they
yeah.
want me to come to Branson, Missouri, and a couple of places out in Texas, but they want you without a band, and I just can't. I said, no, my band goes where I go.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, boy.
Well, just keep on rocking and stomping, and
I
can't wait to hear your group. And
oh, that'd be great, yeah. You know, you were talking about the interview of me way back, a few years back. You know, I'm sure you did. It seemed like I vaguely remember it, David, but maybe if I see your lucky face, I'll remember.
There you go. I definitely have a face for radio.
Oh, good. Well, let me do this. Let me invite all our friends out to come see us. Like I said, David runs a good club there. And some people down in Roxborough around that area I haven't seen in years.
Yes.
And maybe they could come out and we could, just have a little reunion after and catch up on some stuff.
Absolutely. That's part of the fun of all of it, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Meet people that's still coming out to your shows, and some of them remind you of things you don't remember and some things you do, and it's very delightful.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would we do without friends?
Well, you wouldn't do anything without friends. You got. If you went to my fan club out here on the road now, I probably had retired a long time ago. They just keep coming out, the best fan club, David, you've ever seen.
That's just so terrific, so terrific. September 29th, and we want to pack the house. You can get your tickets. We've been advertising this now for about 3 weeks on spots, you know, on the radio.
Right, absolutely.
And much success to you with the get together and the concert. I know it's going to be a stomping good time.
Well, look, Dave, if you have to be there that night, if something don't happen, just come on up and let me know you're there, because I won't be able to find you probably, you know.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey buddy, good talking to you, and all the fans out there, thank you. Thank all the fans for supporting Billy Crash Craddock all these years.
Amen. It's an honor to talk with you again and have this special time together. We'll see you on the 29th.
Okay, buddy. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.